Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, it is Thursday. We like to call that Friday Eve around here. And oh, by the way, that means we have a special segment we do. It's like special segment today. Because usually we call this Butters and Lee, but I'd like to remind y'all, the way this started was a segment we used to call Boomer and McQueen. As Boomer, who ran the board before JP ever got here, ran it quite ably, he and his dear wife McQueen would come in and we would do this segment. And then when they moved on to greener pastures and broader things and greater heights in the world, we still love them, by the way, and call on them quite often. I can hear him in the background. He's there right now.
I am here, and I am excited to be here, Right Side Ruffians. I am excited to be back,
nice.
At least for a show. This is awesome.
I am saying. Listen, man, I am stoked. I got to thinking last night, Butters couldn't be here today. I thought, all right, I got to find a replacement. Does not do it. Wait, Boomer. And so, man.
I am, yes, always the replacement. Bring me on.
But you know what? I got to say, though, the microphone stand you put together for me fell apart right before you called in.
I'm just going to say that stand I put together was quite some time ago, so maybe it needed some tightening, you know, recently.
Well, it's good to have you, man. All right, so Boomer's here. Let me call the roll, also coming in from Huntsville. Dear friend who makes time for us every single week, Lee from Huntsville, are you there?
I am here. Excited to hear Boomer again.
Well, he is.
Woo-hoo! I love hearing you too, Lee. This is awesome.
All right, so that means I got the both of you. So hit me some whoop whoops. All right, Boomer and Lee, here we go. I got questions for you, and then we flip the script in the second round around, and you ask me the questions. So, question number one: Matt Gaetz was the choice for nominee for Attorney General by the Trump administration. Matt Gaetz has been the most controversial selection overall, although there have been a few, but this one has been one that really got people's attention. A lot of things said about who he is or how he, what he stands for or how he talks or you know what, yada, 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 yada. But believe it or not, he just dropped out today. So here's my question for you. Did he drop out, in your opinion, because of the investigation that was going on about, you know, illicit activity in his life? Did he drop out because of his brashness? Did he drop out because he was a throwaway candidate? What are your thoughts on that? Lee from Huntsville, you first.
Well, I lean more towards the latter, that they were tossing him out there because he was going to be that pick that makes just enrages some people and sets everything ablaze in order to tamp it out, you know, for other candidates.
So you think he was a throwaway potential, like the last leader?
Potentially, because he quit before he resigned, before he was approved. And that struck me as very odd. Also, right before this, whatever report was going to come out on him from, whatever investigation. I mean, he's been investigated and investigated and investigated. I can't imagine that there's much there, but I'm sure it's enough to embarrass him and his family, you know, at the least. So I'm sure he didn't want that. But at the same time, I feel like they just can only refuse so many before they start looking petty. But I'd like to add that not one single Democrat ever voted against one single nominee of Biden.
Oh, yeah.
So, not one.
Not a one.
So these rhino Republicans they're really getting on my nerves.
All right, Boomer, come on in here, man. Matt Gaetz, he decided to step back. What are your thoughts on it? Was he just the throwaway candidate, like the lost leader that they went with? He was expendable. What do you think?
Flashbang. Is that what you call it in military terms when you throw it in?
Flashbang. Yes.
So that's what I'm calling right now. So
it's
I think. I'm saying it was not necessarily throw away, but yes, in terms of getting them time to find someone else. That's what I think.
I think that's fair. In fact, we got a sound effect for you. Just go ahead and hit that thing right there. There you go. Flashbang.
Flashbang. I think they're, kind of what Lee was just talking about, you know, you only can go through so many, but you know, this one's on, you know, basically not going to happen. So flashbang it, give me some time to find somebody else. Wow. I mean, who do you think? Is it going to be like the Missouri? Is that,
Eric Schmidt?
Yeah, Eric Schmidt. Is that, and then Texas? Yeah. I mean, there's a couple really good ones out there. I mean, obviously. Yeah,
Ken Paxton from Texas, I think, is great. I heard Senator Mike Lee being offered up today, too, as a possibility, which I really like.
No.
What?
You don't like Mike Lee? Why don't you like Mike Lee? Is he a rhino to
you? I don't
you?
Like Mike Lee. I like Ken Paxton a lot better.
Well, I like Ken Paxton a lot, too.
And Ken Paxton's been put through the ringer. And he's come out the other side.
And
so
he has. I think that Trump can really relate to anybody who's been put through the ringer and come out on the other side of it. All right, more to come on this one, but the reality is Matt Gaetz is out. Now we just wait to see whether he gets back into the legislative process or he gets his own show on Newsmax. We'll wait and see. Ooh. I don't know how it's going to work. All right, let me lighten up the topic here next. So lab-grown meat.
Oh.
I know. I went there. Lab-grown meat. All right, that's still a thing. And we had a story on our show yesterday. There's even a Japanese company now that will sell you your own personal bioreactor, which really does not sound safe. But they'll sell you a bioreactor so you can go home and grow your own lab-grown meat. So here's my question for you. You go to somebody's house on a Saturday night for barbecue, and they hand you a burger and say, by the way, they grew it themselves in a Petri dish in the garage. Do you or don't you eat it, you first boomer?
Absolutely not. Let me throw it back at you and say, I'm sorry, sir. I eat real meat, and if you have a cow, I'll go slaughter it myself.
Sir, how would you like your burger cooked? I'd like it cooked real. I'd like it cooked real. Thank you very much.
Like a real burger, please.
So you're not into the idea of lab-grown meat, especially if somebody grew it in their garage.
No, I mean, I don't even know if I would congratulate them. That's how bad that is. There would not even be a congratulations. It would be a, I'm sorry, sir. I can't even relate.
Could that be the end of your friendship at that point?
It may be. You know, God tells us to forgive and forget. That would be a hard one to forget.
I'm
but
saying.
It's okay.
All right. Let's see if Lee's any different. Lee, you go to a friend's house. You're under the guise of barbecue, and then you find out they grew it in their own home reactor in the garage. Do you eat the lab-grown meat burger?
No. Of course I'm not eating that.
Well, there was a delay. I didn't know if you were thinking it through.
No, I was just trying to push down the bile in my throat. And not only that, but I would be getting my keys and leaving because I'm not being friends with anybody who grows their own meat.
I'm sorry.
Gross.
That's
where's the vomit sound? Do y'all have one that goes bleh?
No, we should have a retching sound effect. We don't have a retching sound effect. But I'll be honest
really,
with you, I
you
think
really
this is how the zombie apocalypse starts. That's how it starts. People growing lab grown meat in their garage. That's how it starts. The zombie apocalypse.
I mean, if you're growing that lab grown meat, you don't know what you're gonna turn into later. So let's be honest.
You know, and we actually had a thing here on the show, and in fact JP reminded me yesterday, one of the studies said that lab grown meat is so unusual because it continues to grow almost like cancer cells grow, like in perpetuity. It just keeps going. Like you're like, okay, you put that in your body. What does that mean? It's like lab-grown tapeworms. Just saying.
Well, it's dangerous. It's very dangerous. And your body, we have no idea how your body would even treat it. Like your body wouldn't understand what it was, more than likely.
I know.
But here's my concern, is that you have diseases like Creutzfeldt-Jakob, which people call mad cow, which a deviant protein. How do you know something like that couldn't crop up from lab-grown meat?
I'm telling you.
And it's very difficult to control it and to get rid of it.
I'm telling
period.
You. It's the zombie apocalypse.
Hardly.
It's the zombie apocalypse.
I'm telling you.
That's how it starts.
Yikes.
That's,
it is.
And then you have I can't believe it's not butter. And now we have I can't believe it's not meat. That's because it's not. Oh, okay. Well, that was fun. So now we went from everything from Matt Gaetz to lab-grown meat all in one segment. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We're with Boomer and Lee. Boomer, we're glad you're here, brother.
Happy I'm here. This is awesome.
I know, and you've kept her from filibustering the whole time. This has been awesome.
There we go.
All right, we're going to come right back. This is where we flip the script, and they ask me any question. I just wait with bated breath to find out what it is. Phil Williams. Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just pulling pins on trick grenades. That's what I'm saying. We're going right back now to Boomer and Lee. Butters is out of town, but Boomer and Lee. Boomer is with us. By the way, Boomer, John from Huntsville just texted in, says you're currently in the lead on the grades. And wants
yes.
to know, wants to know if you're ready for Bowl Mania.
oh, yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. This is the part of the Boomer and Lee, usually Butters and Lee segment, where we flip the script. They ask me any question. I don't even know what's coming. And I'm going to go to ladies first. Lee from Huntsville, what is your question from the Wah.
I would like to mention that I am never ahead with John. I'm just going to put that out.
You never what?
It's a rarity. I said I'm never ahead with John.
Oh no,
if Boomer's ahead. He comes on 5 minutes, but he's ahead.
No. You've won many times, and we've always known that somehow or another you were like a favorite. So don't you even play that card.
Ha! It's like on my birthday or something. That's it. Okay. My question for you is, we've seen ratings just free fall on ABC shows like The View.
Yeah.
MSNBC, they're trying to actually separate it from NBC Universal. And just like, they're like separating quietly, and they're like, no, everything's fine. Everything's fine. And then they're going to sell them, right? And I think they're going to sell off MSNBC, I'm sure. And my question is, I know all these personalities are scared to death. Especially say like ABC, like The View. I think that at least two of the five should be conservatives. And I mean real conservatives, not the people they have on right now that they call themselves Republicans. I'm using air quotes. They are absolutely not Republicans. So my question is, who would you like to see on that show who could go toe-to-toe with these ridiculous women who try to debate, and half the time they don't even
– Who would I like to see on the View?
Yes, or any of these others have their own show.
Yeah.
Like maybe Matt Gaetz could have his own show on MSNBC if someone buys it. You see what I'm saying? Like, who would we like to see on The View?
Now they can't get away with some of this because some of these people are actually in office, and if you're in office, you can't go have a side gig. Wouldn't it be a hoot to have Marjorie Taylor Greene in the same studio with Whoopi Goldberg on a regular basis? That would be like massive, massive just fun. In fact, it would probably break out into fisticuffs at some point.
I can think stroke level excitement.
Yeah, and now listen, I don't know if you've ever seen it before, but I just recently saw, like, if she doesn't get confirmed, I'd say Tulsi Gabbard. Did you ever see Tulsi Gabbard on The View? She wore them out. I mean, she literally sat there and kept a poker face and said, the reason why you're saying that, yada, 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 and just, like, they didn't know what to do with her because she wouldn't get mad, but she kept getting even. And so Tulsi Gabbard's hard for them to argue with. And then, you know, I'm trying to think who out there. I mean, they're going to probably try to do something like give it to Liz Cheney and pretend that she's a Republican when we all know she's really not anymore. But the reality is this. What we watch right now on Fox is typically more towards the conservative or at least the Republican side of the politics. But they always have a panel member who is going to be not on Hannity, not on Gutfeld, but like on the five. They always have at least one Democrat, if not two. And you look at this and go, that's the way it should be, a mixing of opinions. But The View, I mean, listen, this show right here, this radio show, we make our bones by being a conservative broadcast, and we make no bones about it. They might as well just go ahead and say The View is a liberal broadcast, and we embrace it, and this is who we are. Anyway.
Well, they're not making any money. They're not.
No.
You know, they're
listen, there's
I'm saying they can't. You know, ABC sees the viewership in free fall, and they're trying to correct it. And I think they understand that if you put two more people on with the word Republican by them, but they're Trump haters, it's not going to help.
Listen, there's a reason why Joe Scarborough and Mika, his wife, who won't use his last name, went down to Mar-a-Lago to try and make nice, because they knew they were about to probably get axed or sold. Anyway, all right, I got to run out of time. Boomer, you got a question for me. What do you got?
Hey, let's go with, I mean, have you seen how many celebrities have already started moving out of the United States?
Not near as many as there should be.
Not enough.
I did see just that saying. Ellen DeGeneres like bought a small castle or something in England, and she and her partner are moving out. And I'm like, wow, yeah. Okay. So somebody really followed up. But last I saw, Bruce Springsteen and, who else? Some of the more
De Niro.
Barbara Streisand, Robert De Niro. They're all still hunkered down in their California enclaves. And I don't know. Why is anybody else moving that I don't know about?
I don't know. You know, it's probably there's probably other talks that are a few maybe moving. But I'm like, huh? You know what? Good for them. Get out of here. It's all right. You're better without you.
Listen, so, those impetuous statements. I mean, and I realize they're grown adults, and adulting is hard. Get a helmet. But the reality is, they make these comments, and it's immature. It's absolute immaturity for them to say, well, I'm going to leave the country. No, you're not. You're not. You're going to sell off your multimillion-dollar mansion in the nation that made you rich and move away because you're mad. I mean,
I know. Pull up your big boy pants and big girl panties and get on with it.
That's right. Fine. And don't ever come on my show and say that again.
I consider a contract that they won't leave. I want to sue them because they won't leave.
That's right.
You promised.
That's right. This misleading the public, dadgummit. There's got to be something here that we can bring to bear. You know what? Here's the bottom line, though. How many of these people have true relevance anymore? I mean, I look at it and think, does anybody in the current generation even know who Barbara Streisand is? Sharon Stone, does anybody know who she is? Bruce Springsteen, he's kind of come and gone. Robert De Niro. Whew. I mean, I get it. There's still some movies out there with his name attached to them they might know. But the truth of the matter is, most of the ones who are doing this kind of speaking out, aside from Cardi B and Beyonce, are not in the modern, lexicon right now. They've really had their day. So how about you just shut up and go to the house? There's an idea.
Yep.
Absolutely. All right. Lee from Huntsville, we love you. Boomer, we love you. Thank you for being with us, man. You.
Hey, I love being here, Right Side Ruffians. Love you all. Thank you all for having me.
Outstanding. All right, you guys. Appreciate you both.
Awesome,
we'll talk
Boomer.
To you again soon. See you, Lee.
Bye, Lee.
Bye.
Too good. Man, we've had such a great crew here over the years, and Boomer certainly did come in and help make this show. Like he was a big, huge, huge chunk of it for the longest time. All right, listen. We love all of you, and we're coming into the last final half hour, getting you guys to go home time and nearer to a Friday. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back.